Outprogramming state-of-the-art AI is super easy and even necessary. What I'm about to tell you is not what anybody wants to hear. We already have the most powerful artificial intelligence we can have. It's the fastest little thinking model. Wrapped in validators, style guides, abstract syntax tree queries, and ultimately an XML language meant for AI and easy validation. Training an AI model to do all this automatically is simply too much, too fuzzy, and not needed. Training a model for creativity by teaching it a lot of clean knowledge is wonderful for ideas, but creating code is only about finding the most boring path and adjusting it to adhere to the existing rules. So we end up bothering the AI to reduce and reroute, or send it back to learn from examples and do it right. You see, the big deal is that the machines have already learned to think, and inside files no larger than 16 gigabytes. These files will get smaller, not bigger, and they will appear to be more creative. But what we have today is enough. And yes, we must talk about code generation because code is a form of intelligence. It's the kind of intelligence that brings up these thinking machines all the way up. It's going to be standard software up there. The only real way these AIs can improve is by writing their tools, not by some fuzzy-wuzzy magical machine learning process. We need strict procedures now. Now, to get a local model to become more powerful than what leading companies have, you need a system of procedures. Text files that describe what you need and how you need it delivered. You don't want your AI to be creative in this area. You want it to be strict about rules. With each successful task, it must update its text memory, and you may wish to take that to the biggest AI and tidy it up a little bit. And then you need multiple agents, not just one thinking setup, but one per each process. You have to program a specific thing in a specific single area because you want your software to be cross-compatible and carefully written. I see world's leading AIs make mistakes all the time, and the only way to avoid them is by following procedure. Something the cheap little AIs that we can try on our own computers already do. To give you a real-world example, I use web components in my apps. The default video player that comes with your browser is a web component because it's got a bunch of things going on in there. And I make more of them. I make entire applications out of them, powerful applications that all improve some set of those components. This is the corner that I chased my local AI into. I give it examples that deal with precisely this. It learns from my existing projects, which are very consistent. And I do all the architectural decisions. I decide what components get made. Though sometimes I ask the big AI for a list of ideas. I still review everything, and I also learn to broaden my own horizons with those more creative AIs. So in short, AI is always making notes, learning from what we do, and I chase it into a very consistent corner where it can excel without confusion. And on top of that, I tell it what I need. This is not because my AI is dumb, though it happens to be, but because no AI will do this for me, no matter how advanced it is. The AI will always prefer its own way, and that way will not be cross-compatible across all the different models and certainly not across all my software. Each AI, as they develop, will do it slightly differently. These components need to be made in a way that a human can edit them. They need to have no surprises. Which brings us to two ideas that no state-of-the-art AI will ever outprogram. I made my own language that compiles to JavaScript, and if there is ever a need for it, I do have a visual programming language that can micromanage the architecture of applications and thus the AI. It will only take a few seconds to sketch an app in the visual designer, and the resulting control harness just guarantees perfection. Between my own programming language and the visual designer, and on top of AI memories, examples, and procedures, there is nothing more that can be added here. This is already more than fuzzy state-of-the-art models could ever deliver. But we can pivot and look at things sideways here. State-of-the-art can review the procedures and make them stronger. It can automate me. I can have a state-of-the-art model do all the design with all these guiding tools. And we can get state-of-the-art AI to make tools that enhance my local AI to need less of this type of guidance. As I speak, the leading AI is programming a linter, a code checker, that will automatically check for syntax errors my little AI could cause. The probability of small AI creating bad code is now much lower, if not downright eliminated. It simply can't make a typo that the linter will not see. I can very well add another tool that again uses standard programming to test for style of programming and check for deviations from my own programming style. These tools are configured by the state-of-the-art models, but only once, and then they work automatically. In closing, if you are still in school, a lot of wise people will be encouraging you to master using artificial intelligence. But that is the 2025 advice. You now have to begin building your own AI with the help of the state-of-the-art models. Creating an AI harness that learns from chat summaries and results. Creating procedures that prevent AIs from drifting. Enhancing code generation with linters and style checkers. And finally, reinforcing everything with your own XML-based language and visual designer, should it ever come down to needing it. Yes, when you have all that, that guarantees perfect code, you can replace yourself with a state-of-the-art model for the duration of all the grunt work that is associated with a large new project. And then return to a well-made, complete system, coded by a small AI, configured by a big one, that you just now manage. Ladies and gentlemen, deep down you knew this was coming. You must build your own AI. A strict lattice around those little thinking machines. Yes, this is how artificial intelligence generated code goes from the dirty vibe coding to a precious company asset that you can now build on. Once more, in these last couple of lines, the thinking machines have already been invented. The ways in which they can be improved are not as useful to strict procedures, because it is that obedience of rules and procedures that makes the program stable, powerful, cross-compatible, and actually worth a purchase. A program coded by an AI under strict rules is as precious as one that is coded by a large team of humans who follow the same rules. Don't wait for a better AI. Begin building your own right meow.